Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David Schultz, you hear him here on WC Show, have for a long time, and oftentimes with Esme as well, and here in the morning show. He's over at Hamline University, law professor there. David, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. Boy, what a day yesterday for a number of reasons. And first of all, let me ask you about what they're calling the resistance inside the White House and an anonymous op-ed in the New York Times yesterday.
That was quite stunning. I've heard some people say this is deep throat too, reference to Mark Felt, you know, back to the Watergate era. You know, but some of this doesn't surprise me at all that what this person is, whoever this person is going to be, is kind of sort of your classic whistleblower in a way. Although he's not going public, he is saying that I and many others seriously disagree with the direction of the Trump administration, and we're going to do what we can to try to prevent him from doing bad things. Now, that's part of, I think, enmeshed in the government. And so not a complete surprise, not a surprise about some people being disgruntled. And also what's not a surprise is Trump's reaction. So on lots of scores, I'm not, you know, I hate to use that word surprise yet again, not surprised that we're seeing this type of battle going on within the Trump administration.
Professor Schultz, I don't know. I was trying to think if I've seen an op-ed piece that's anonymous like that. What do you think of something like that, where there's no credit to a writer?
Yeah, that's incredibly unusual. Rarely does the New York Times or any newspaper actually do anything anonymous. I mean, we know, for example, like in crime reporting, sometimes they won't, you know, list names of victims. But that's a different story entirely. So this is, I think, doing two things. One, it raises lots of questions regarding the veracity or the truthfulness of, you know, of it. But it also is unleashing now this enormous distraction within the Trump administration as they're searching to try to find this person. So on lots of scores, it's highly unprecedented in terms of doing an anonymous op-ed like this that raises these level of questions supposedly by a person, I'm going to guess, who is fairly, fairly high up. Doubtful that it's a Trump appointee, but somebody in what's called the senior executive service.
You think the New York Times, they must know who it is, I assume.
I hope they do. I mean, when I was reading the op-ed yesterday, the New York Times said they know who the person is, but they've chosen not to report the name. And I certainly hope that's the case, that in fact they can verify that this person works in the administration and that otherwise, you know, they can be confident regarding who this person claims he or she is. Now, whether or not they have to, They don't have to vet the facts. You know, the facts there, that's an opinion piece. That stands on a different ground. But I'm hoping they can verify that, if they had to, that this is actually a person who works in the administration.
Kind of wacky that it comes out at the time of the Woodward book as well.
Yeah, and that's what makes me kind of wonder a little bit about the timing here, is to what extent does this look like it's going to help try to sell the Woodward book? I mean, just the coincidences strike me as interesting, along with the fact that, not a surprise, we've got, what, in less than 60 days, we've got an election. So a lot of things seem to almost be made for Hollywood. I mean, is that the sense that you're getting to a little bit?
Oh, gosh, yeah, for sure. It was really interesting. I was teasing Mike, our weatherman, earlier this morning. I said, what if the president wrote that himself just to get things going?
Well, that's the interesting part about it here. If you want to sort of distract things or distract the public away from other stuff, do something like this. And also coming in the middle of the Kavanaugh, you know, Supreme Court hearings, you know, I mean, people are talking more about this letter than they are talking about the hearings for the next Supreme Court justice. And so you could say that, you know, to what extent was that letter written maybe by Trump, going with your theory here, to distract people from the hearing?
Yeah, it's all so mysterious that I guess we all can come up with something. What I wanted to ask you as well, because of your professorship in law, certainly, is your thoughts on Judge Kavanaugh and the hearings so far.
Well, first off, I would say that you know, here's somebody who's been a court of appeals judge for many, many years. And on simply qualifications like judgeship experience, education, he's probably qualified. In fact, I would say he's qualified to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. What I have been sort of dismayed by is the hearings, you know, that the Democrats, you know, I think are asking horrible questions, and they're really not asking questions. There is kind of a showcase for the 2018 elections, and the Republicans, I think, are doing something similar in terms of also playing to their base. And so I think I can't even call them questions, you know, that either side is doing. They're like speeches, for their constituents back home or for the election. So in some sense, I'm really disappointed with the hearings. If I were asking questions, I wouldn't ask a Supreme Court nominee questions about how would you decide the case, because they can't answer that. I might ask them questions along the lines of, well, under what situations do you think a precedent is no longer good, or how do you think about the Constitution? I want to know how they think about the law, and that to me is really critical, as opposed to trying to pin them down on an issue, because they can't answer those questions.
Hey, Professor Schultz, before I let you back to work, locally here in Minnesota, as you know, the national spotlight is on many of our elections. Is there anything right now that is standing out to you that may surprise you or that you find very intriguing over the rest of it?
The most intriguing race, I think, is the attorney general's race in Minnesota. That normally the attorney general's race is relatively sleepy and doesn't get anywhere near the prominence as you would get for the governor's race. I think that's going to be the showcase race this year, attracting national money attention. And I think it's a very, very competitive election where the Republicans, I think, have a decent chance for the first time in a long, long time of picking up the AG. And I also think that, you know, given the allegations surrounding Keith Ellison, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on where your political perspective is, that story is not going away.
Well, I'll look forward to it for the next couple of months here as we get a little closer to the election. But it'll be a big one here in Minnesota, no doubt. Hey, Professor, always great to hear your thoughts.
Thank you, and thanks to the listeners.
He is Professor David Schultz from Hamline University here on WCCO. We check traffic and weather coming up next year just before the news with Steve-O.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.